brisket flats. Or try something a little leaner with corned beef brisket rounds for just $7.99 a pound.
Open 7 days a week at 700 Atlantic Street and at RosevilleMeat.com.
Well, thanks for the heads up, Mr. Leprechaun. I'm definitely going to check that out.
And remember, pre-orders are not required, but they are highly recommended. Because when they sell out, they're gone. Like me. Bye-bye.
Okay, did that just happen?
Rosville Meat Company. Fire up the grill. Your modern-day old-fashioned meat market.
Fire up the grill, Coach. Fire up the grill.
Save on energy bills every month when you turn to the experts at Clark & Rush for an efficient Carrier heat and air system. You'll also save with no money down, 100% financing to help pay for it. For details, call the smart energy people at
Clark & Rush.
I'm Craig Ashton of the injury law firm of Ashton & Price. At Ashton & Price, you need to know that we are accident injury specialists. You need to know your initial consultation will always be with an attorney. You need to know that we'll introduce you to the best doctors in the region. And you need to know that we have obtained over $200 million in settlements, awards, and verdicts. And you need to know there's never a fee unless you win. And the best news? We really love being lawyers. So call us for the slogan, retain us for the results.
So remember, for the best advice, don't think twice. Call Ashton and Price.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 125,000 here in California, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Sacramento's ESPN 1320.
Updating you on the first four action already underway. We're at the first half, the first game, halftime, I should say. Radford leading LIU Brooklyn 30-28 in a battle of 16 seeds.
Yeah.
St. Bonaventure and UCLA can be heard here on ESPN 1320 tonight following the Rise Guys program.
That's correct.
Unless someone comes in and says, you guys don't have it today, we're going to start the basketball game early.
It's been known to happen, but I think in this case, that second game doesn't tip until 10 minutes after our show, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
6-10.
They could still decide to pick up the second half of this 16 versus 16 matchup.
It's possible. I guess we'll probably decide for sure after this segment. But the winner of that LIU and Radford game is playing Villanova. That's the right you're earning, is the right to play on one
seed. Well, we'd better get this out of the way then because it's sponsored. Time for Kreitz and I to go head-to-head on today's hottest topics. This is Rise Guys Factor Fantasy, and it's brought to you by Ashton and Price. For the best advice, don't make twice, call Ashton and Price. And now here she is, the one and only Judge Jenny!
We do it because we want to, not because we have to.
Right.
No. Whitey was just saying we like it so much that we should definitely be sure and do it one more time.
Oh, I was just saying we have to do it before they come in and say show's over today.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And we love it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, right. It goes without saying.
Right. Cry.
So let's not say it.
You have the helmet.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to pass or play?
Oh, I'll play.
Oh, man.
What? Oh, do you care, Whitey?
No.
Okay. He didn't even look at
the one time you thought he cared.
No. Right.
All right. Cry's first question.
I know, Rob. Yes.
Signing Case Keenum puts Denver right in the thick of the AFC playoff race. Rise Guys fact or fantasy?
That's a fantasy.
Might
put him on the fringe of the AFC playoff race, but not in the thick of. Case Keenum is an upgrade over the quarterbacks that the Broncos have had, especially recently. And I guess this is pure confirmation that Paxton Lynch isn't going to work out. And I'm happy for him because he's getting rewarded for what he did with Minnesota. But Denver's got other issues. Including the fact that they're a 5-win team last year. It isn't as though they were 8-8 right on the fringe and now ready to get in the thick of it. And they've got work to do on defense. They actually have gotten worse on defense, at least in the offseason on paper, losing a guy like Tlaib. So they have a ways to go yet.
All right, Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Signing Case Keenum puts Denver right in the thick of the AFC playoff race. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy?
I think it does. Remember, we're talking about the playoff race. We're not saying they're a Super Bowl contender. Are they in the thick of the playoff race? I think they are. Last year, remember, they were 3-1, and then they lost 8 games in a row. The biggest problem for them last year, their offense stunk. Their offense was terrible. The Broncos failed to score 20 or more points in 10 of their 16 games. They scored 30 or more only once. I think that was against the Cowboys. Sorry, I was thinking of something funny I saw on TV, Rob. Sorry about that. Defense last year, top 5 in total yards, rushing yards, and passing yards. They went out and got a quarterback who was great last year. Is he going to be great this year? I don't know, but he was great last year. I think Denver's right smack in the middle of this playoff race in the AFC.
I'm actually going to go with prides on this one. I don't think they're in the thick of it. Going with Kreitz.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Next question.
Rob, you also went with Kreitz? Yeah, he went. Yeah.
See?
Real-time scoring. Yeah. I love this.
Not your day, Whitey.
No.
Next question.
It's a day with a Y in it, so yeah.
Sorry, San Antone. This is finally the year the Spurs missed the NBA playoffs. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy? Whitey.
Oh, it's me first?
Yes.
You know what? I have to say that's a fact. And I hesitated because I love the Spurs. I love Popovich. And I was all excited about, you know what? No, they're going to find a way. They have the toughest schedule the rest of the way of the teams they're competing with here for a playoff spot. Also, they were going to get Kawhi Leonard back on Thursday. Now we get word that he's not coming back Thursday. And we don't know when he's coming back. Their biggest problem has been offensive. And without Kawhi Leonard, it's going to be hard to remedy that. Plus, the defense, which has been pretty good, is also getting worse. It looks like this is an old team that's kind of fading down the stretch. So there's some good teams that ain't going to make the playoffs this year in the West, and I think the Spurs are going to be one of them.
Interesting. Kreitz?
Yes.
Sorry, San Antone. This is finally the year the Spurs missed the NBA playoffs. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy?
I think it's a fantasy. I think it's close. And Whitey's right, the narrative sure changed today because there was this report that it would be Thursday that the Spurs would get Kawhi back. And this afternoon, Greg Popovich, the head coach, said he went for a second opinion and on his quad. And because of that, he needs to get cleared by that group of, basically, he said, by his people. And he also acknowledged that Kawhi Leonard is frustrated by this process, which makes it sound like he's really ready to go. So I'm going to assume that it's not Thursday, but it is next week. Well, next week is still plenty of games, and you've got essentially 4 teams battling for those last 2 playoff spots. My bet is Kawhi comes back to the Spurs, the Spurs improve pretty dramatically offensively, and that's enough to launch them, not where they want to be, but 8 or 7.
I actually have to agree with Kreitz.
We'll see. It wouldn't stun me.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I just fear, all things must pass, as George Harrison said. Mm-hmm. It may be the year.
It would stun me if you pull off a win today. I will say that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I don't even really know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right, Kreitz, next question.
Yes.
Damian Lillard is right. If you consider degree of difficulty, he's the best shooter in the NBA. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy?
Pretty close. I'd say it's a fantasy. It's just a fantasy. And I appreciate the confidence. But he kind of made it sound like he was on an island. And then when he says degree of difficulty, he's talking about how he has to do it because he's Damian Lillard and he has to create his own shot and other guys are getting fed and all that. And the one thing he didn't talk about is the fact that he has another really good shooting guard playing right next to him in C.J. McCollum. He is not on the level of Damian Lillard, and Lillard's having a great season. But I'm telling you, it's not like it's a one-man band. One of the reasons that Portland's good is that they've got 2 guys out on the perimeter. So I'm just going to have to dock him that much on degree of difficulty and go ahead and say that at least right now, in terms of what he's doing and how he does it, probably James Harden right now is the best shooter, pure shooter in the NBA.
All right. Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard is right. If you consider degree of difficulty, he's the best shooter in the NBA. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy?
No, that's a fantasy. In basketball, we have shooters and we have scorers. That is, some guys make a lot of shots. Other guys just have a knack for scoring big baskets when they need to. Maybe they don't have the best shooting percentages, but you definitely want the ball in their hands at the end of a game or in a clutch situation, that's Damian Lillard. And it's not that he's a bad shooter. He's really extended. His range is phenomenal. But there's no way he's the best shooter in the league. If he's taking bad shots, then maybe he's forcing some shots and taking some shots that, you know what, I understand you want to put the burden on your shoulders, but you shouldn't be taking shots if you're covered. There's no way he's as good of a shooter. He's a very good shooter. He's a fine, fine player. There's no way. Steph and Clay are the two best shooters, two best guards that we've seen maybe ever in the NBA. One of them is certainly the best shooter in the NBA right now. It's certainly not Damian Lillard.
I hate to say it, but Whitey's right.
Okay.
It's because I'm filling me with a lot of confidence when the judge gives me a point begrudgingly. Like, well, I have no choice.
Yeah. Well, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. It makes me work harder, and I think in a way it makes me better.
Iron sharpens iron. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Final question, worth all the marbles. Whitey starts with you. He had a he played with a bad cut on his hand. He won a beer chugging contest with Colbert. Tom Brady has shown us this week under the Super Bowl rings and money, he's really just a down to earth guy. Rise Guys Factor Fantasy.
Well, I don't think so. It's so hard to go there. You know, I really am on the fence on this one. There's only four reasons why I can think that Tom Brady's not a down to earth guy. And he was great chugging the beer last night. He's got the supermodel wife, that's one. Got the mansion, and I think RJ called about this. There was reports he had a moat around his house. You know, that's the little, that's not really just a down-to-earth guy. He eats avocado ice cream, which I'm not even sure that really exists. And he's got this cult-like philosophy that he espouses. So other than those four reasons, he's a down-to-earth guy. But for those four reasons, I can't quite go there. He's not really a down-to-earth guy. He's getting weirder and weirder. He's like football's Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Wow, he's a Scientologist?
Final
He's
question.
He's the culinary equivalent of a Scientologist.
Wow. Okay. All right. Cult-like following. I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
Cried's final question.
No, I'm not trying to get political. No,
if you're
God,
a Scientologist,
no.
Good for you. Whatever works.
We're not
for you.
Against you.
Final question.
Yes.
He played with a bad cut on his hand. He won a beer-chugging contest with Colbert. Tom Brady has shown us this week that under the Super Bowl rings and money, he's just a down-to-earth guy. Rise Guys, fact or fantasy?
Oh, it's a fact.
Come on, Christ.
Sure. Now, come on. Now, wait a second. What you're really saying, think how the question's written. It's beneath the rings and the money.
I don't believe so.
Yes, of course I have to get beneath the rings and the money. And does money change people? Sure. Does marrying a supermodel, you want me to blame him for marrying a supermodel?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What, because you hate Tom Brady?
Yes.
Then I won't answer the rest of the question.
You shouldn't. You shot yourself in the foot not passing on this round. Yeah. Whitey gets the point in the win. Come on.
Yeah. No way I would do that.
Come back.
I'd rather give you the helmet, the Ashton and Price helmet, and a glorious helmet it is.
Thank you.
And as I soft toss it to you, Whitey, I want to let you know that it is brought to you today and every day by Ashton and Price for the best advice. Don't think twice, call Ashton and Price.
I've missed you, my beauty.
It was just only over here for a really short while.
Rob, who did you have? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody hates Tom Brady, so
right.
I completely understand.
Well, thank you very much, Ashton and Price. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Mark Kreidler.
Well played, Whitey Gleason.
Well fought.
Yeah. I didn't really look at the questions. I probably should have passed on the first one.
I didn't either, and I wrote them.
Yeah, that's the way it
goes. Up next, ranking today's quarterback signings, one through, how many has it been now? Four, five,
sure.
Six?
Okay.
Next, ESPN 1320.
Geico presents The One. The One, or the PCH, is a must-ride that gives you epic views on the way to Carmel by the Sea, which is where you can buy an epic landscape painting that might help you remember those epic views. But hey, you can also save an epic amount of money insuring your bike with Geico, which also gives you emergency roadside service. So maybe it's okay to buy an epic landscape painting. Geico Motorcycle. Great rates for great rides.
Bringing these chanters into the office was a pretty great idea, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, everyone seems less stressed when they can manage to stay awake.
Maybe we'd relax better if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Geico can help insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yep, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. I'll check them out, right? Right after nap time.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
My fence blew down yesterday. I told my husband we should have replaced it last year. You know what he said? It's got a couple years left on it. Apparently not.
so I called Lifescaping. They've been a trusted name in fencing for 30 years, and they can replace my fence for as little as $24 a linear foot. Some restrictions apply. If your fence needs to be replaced, call them 916-800-6486 or visit their website at lifescaping.com like I did, and make sure your fence stands the test of winter weather.